This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore football coverage continues with Matt Bouchard, Salem High football coach. They are headed to the Division VI Super Bowl in another week or so at Gillette Stadium. And Coach Bouchard, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get right to Friday night's win over Stoneham. 38-14, the final score. And you guys, your first touchdown's a kickoff return. Then you have another kickoff return for the first couple of scores, if I'm not mistaken. Two out of the first three, anyway. So tell us a bit about this game and how it unfolded against Stoneham, a team I think that probably, it's a really solid program and presented you everything you probably expected Friday night, right?
Yeah, no questions. I mean, they're a great program, extremely physical. You know, we knew that going into it, and we certainly had our hands full. I think, speaking of special teams, if we rewind the clock and think about the first game of the season against Arlington, we had some challenges in our special teams. And big shout out to Coach Exelholm and the guys on those teams. They really kind of flipped the script, and I think, Friday night was a great example of that. You know, I didn't have to actually call an offensive play the whole first quarter because of the performance of the special teams. So just really excited where those guys are. And, to be successful, in big games, you really need all three phases. And I really feel like if you really break down that game, I think defensively, we really were tough when we needed to be, and special teams came up big, again, in that first half to really kind of allow us to do the things that we needed to do to be successful. So we're really proud of where they are.
I believe it was Nick Giannino in the Salem News had the stat where in the game, Stoneham had something like 70 snaps, and you had under 30 snaps. I mean, just to case in point of how the special teams dominated.
Yeah, and I think it shows, again, their drives are long and physical, and they try to wear teams down. And, for me to see the toughness in our team to really be able to stand toe-to-toe for, 70 snaps, a playoff game says a lot about our kids.
All right. Ozuna had a great game for you guys, but no surprise the way he's been playing of late, correct?
Yeah, on both sides of the ball, he had a fumble recovery and a critical drive that gave us, obviously, a leg up. And then offensively, right before half, he had a screen play that again, really kind of gave us momentum going into halftime. Again, he had two catches for almost 140 yards. So, again, he had a stellar performance.
Yeah, that screen pass to Devonte Ozuna that you were just mentioning, 81-yard pass just before the half. So, big plays and so on. Coach, anything else you want to share about this game, the semifinal game that vaults you guys into the Super Bowl?
I think for me, a couple things. One is, Yanell unfortunately couldn't play. He was a starting offensive defensive lineman this Friday night, and we asked a freshman Marcus to step up at guard, and he did a phenomenal job. Just really proud of him. And asking a freshman to step up in a playoff game, that's a tall order. And he stepped up and performed very, very well like a veteran. Just want to quickly highlight him. He did a fantastic job.
And just for our listeners, we are talking on Sunday, and the date and time of the Super Bowl game has not been announced yet at this point. But you are ready to get ready, but you will know on Monday. But you're getting ready for Beverly on Thanksgiving, which is hard to believe. It's coming right up. Oh, man. This has come up fast. So I guess what is your take on Beverly, and how are you looking at this game?
So I think a couple things. One is this is the 125th game. So for us, we're excited. And, to be part of one of the longest standing, rivalries in high school football, it's a special thing. And I know our guys are really excited. I think they have progressively gotten better each and every week. And obviously they had a win going into Thanksgiving here. So they got a little bit of momentum here. They've had, you know, obviously 2 weeks to prepare for us. And, you know, so we're diving in now and really focusing on them. And it's going to be a short week for us. So, you know, again, all these kids really need to be focused. And I could tell you already, just speaking with them after our film session on Saturday, they're ready to go.
Yeah. What about bumps and bruises? I mean, that with a short week, and it is a short week from Friday to Thursday, plus you're obviously playing on Thursday morning on Thanksgiving. Injuries, recovery time, all of that, is that a concern?
Always a concern. You know, I think each and every week, especially when you get into November, you know, playing 12 games, you know, is going to take a toll on anybody's body. So it's always a concern. I think the good news is that our guys, you know, all season have been committed to doing the right thing and keeping themselves healthy, whether it's getting enough sleep, really working on mobility with our strength coach, you know, getting in the ice bath, doing the things like that ultimately are going to save your body and allow you to perform in November.
How about you? Are you going to be able to recover in time?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm excited. And Thanksgiving week, you know, is a special time. You know, everything from pep rallies to, you know, alumni dinners, and really looking forward to it. And, you know, it's always special in Salem in November.
This is the one time I try not to ask coaches about two games ahead, if you will. But in this case, I think it's a fair question, and I think you could answer. But what do we know about Fairhaven? What do you know about Fairhaven, your Super Bowl opponent?
Just at a high level, you know, the staff and some of the players went and actually watched their playoff game on Saturday night. So we got a sneak peek. You know, they run kind of a Navy option, kind of wishbone. And they run it very well, right? So we have to be disciplined. Option football is a difficult offense to prepare for, and I'm thankful we got 2 weeks to do it, right, in the sense of the concepts that we need to be focused on. But, again, for me, you know, the focus is that team over the bridge right now. You know, again, I think everybody's excited about the opportunity to go to Gillette, but we got an opponent ahead of us that's getting a little bit of steam that we need to stay focused on.
Yep, you get plenty of time to refocus and get ready for Thanksgiving for sure. So, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congrats to you, to the coaching staff, obviously, the players and their families and so on. Great thing, Salem going to the Super Bowl. So we'll look forward and see you in Foxborough as well, I'm sure.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Matt Bouchard with us, head football coach at Salem High School here on MSONewsports.com.